At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Fighting Jolkses won yesterday. Big win. Picked up 7 in the first, including a Corey Jolkes double. With the bases loaded. At last, it wasn't Martin Maldonado up with 2 outs and the bases loaded.
It's one of the first
times ever.
See
what happens when Corey Jolkes is up instead? Good. Nothing against Maldonado. It's just like every
time. You know, he's a confident looking guy.
They load the bases. Maldonado is up with 2 outs.
But also, he's a confident looking guy at the plate.
Who, Corey?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Corey was asked about if he was hunting first pitch fastball when the bases were loaded. Here's Corey Jolkes, our hero.
I was definitely ready early, but he ended up spinning me a lot, like the first two, and then I knew it was 3-1, so he didn't want to walk me because bases were loaded, so I was ready for that pitch.
And what did he see from his teammates that helped him during that at bat?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think the first two were. Someone got the first pitch, you know what I mean? So they definitely set the tone there. And so everybody else was trying to just build off that and get them early and keep going from there.
Being aggressive. They were aggressive early against Gausman, and he had no chance against the likes of Corey Jolkes and the rest. And Jake Meyers. It's nice. I'm glad for Jake Meyers. Jake Meyers has been struggling. Jake Meyers has obviously caught some flack here.
I want every player to do well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If you're cheering against one of your players, you suck.
No.
As a human.
But the hatred is out there.
I know.
You know. And so.
Well, yeah, there's frustration. Like, why is he even in the lineup? I get it.
Yeah. But, well, and especially when you're 7-9, but then people freaking out, even though you go 7-9 every year. It doesn't matter. You know who's here is George Springer is here. And George Springer is back. He had a rough night at the plate. Which is fine by us. We don't want George to succeed here.
No.
George has succeeded here.
He get a hit as long as it doesn't lead to anything.
He was
just one.
Yeah.
A single.
That'd be fine.
George can be 1-for-4.
As long as it's 2 outs and he's up.
Yeah, 1-for-4, single, he gets picked off.
No. Well, okay, that's fine. Nobody picks off anybody anymore, Lance. I don't know if you heard.
No.
But he was asked what his favorite memory at Minute Maid is. Here's George Springer.
My fondest memory? Man, I have a lot. I'd honestly say the 2015 wild card game in New York. I just think that was when the organization, you know, us as a team, you know, were really kind of, you know, made the jump. And it was just, it was awesome to, you know, be a part of.
You were there. You were at that game in New York.
It is one of my, I was in the locker room when all the well, it was beer. They were bringing in the Bud and Bud Light. Were spraying around.
Keuchel beat them.
They brought it in one of those hampers because they were sponsoring it. I guess Bud Light were sponsoring.
Not anymore.
But it was a lot of fun, man. I can't tell you because it was like out of nowhere that they asked, and then you beat the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. It was a really
fun
time.
That was the start of the Yankees being your BIA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. And the Yankee fans and the Astros knew that, like, the Yankee fans, there was no buzz about the Yankees around the city. No one really cared about that. Like, they didn't expect much from the Yankees. And then as soon as the first pitch started, the intensity was off the charts in Yankee Stadium. And I was like, man, Yankee fans are different. to them, this is a – like when the game started, it was a major, major deal, even if they didn't think they had their best team, which they clearly didn't. The Astros beat them, and that locker room went bananas. I've still got video footage. I live streamed it. I remember I had 7,000 people at one point following my live stream. But it was like what's the lunatic before –
Oh,
with the goggles.
Yeah, Corey. Cody.
No.
Yeah, it was.
Not Cody. You know who I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about. Before Reddick.
The right fielder. Before Reddick. Josh Reddick. Yeah. Josh is a calmed down version of it.
Right. It was from St. Louis. God, what's it? Who?
Rasmus. Yeah, Colby Rasmus. Thank you,
Colby,
Sean
not Mate. Cody. Colby.
Right. Yeah, Colby Rasmus, the lunatic.
Right.
He was in there. And, like, he was in there in just his pants. He had his goggles on, and he's going crazy.
Which is the one that had the American underwear?
That was Josh. That was Reddick. No, but they're very similar.
Yeah.
But in this celebration, I remember I interviewed Carlos, and Carlos is just this wide-eyed 22-year-old, and George. And you know what's really crazy about George? His stutter's almost, I think it's completely gone. I remember it was a really big deal when we started doing – he still does his charity stuff as for a stuttering foundation. George has become – and when we used to get him on back at 790, we would have – like he came on a couple times, but we were very aware that he had a stuttering issue and that we needed to, you know, just be – I think there was a concern from George that he wasn't sure if he wanted to do interviews. And over the years, I didn't hear any sign at all in that last soundbite. Did you? You wouldn't even know. In fact, while he was with the Astros, it really started to kind of go away.
We interviewed him on the show, and I mean, you weren't here, and he, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It depends on when you, early on, you know, you could hear him slow down on stuff. It wasn't bad. He would slow down. But now, I don't even hear any trace of it. But that 2015 was a lot of fun. I basically just reached out to some advertisers and got the flight there, got the hotel stay paid for, and did a live show. And it was our most listened to live show of the year. We did Draft Talk. No, it wasn't Draft Talk. It was, we had text and stuff, but it was just the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Astros, after they beat the Yankees, it was one of our most listened to shows of all time. It was unbelievable how many people were dialed in to that 15 team, because we could really track our listenership. And there were so many people who checked in. Anytime the Astros are good, like listenership and radio goes off the charts. Same thing happens when the Texans are, you know, good, but that's been a while.
Where's the proof of this? Are there archives from when the Texans were good?
Well, it's only been...
Do we have anything from 12 years ago?
In 2019, they won, 11 games?
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
If no one cared, does it count?
People cared.
No, they didn't.
You didn't.
No, that's not true. They had a Monday night game.
Let me check the attendance real quick.
Yeah, oh...
I'm gonna check the attendance numbers.
Go not the attendance, the actual people in the seats.
I'm looking at the attendance. Well, but that's been that way for a while. Texans fans, this isn't just Bill O'Brien. It was even before then, where Texans fans just kind of check out at certain games. Like, wow, the Texans are pretty good, and there's a bunch of empty seats here. This has been going on.
Yeah. Well, see, that's so much different though than the Astros. The Astros, if you got Astros tickets, it's so funny. Even the Rockets said this too. The upper deck is full, and even this year, there were the big crowds in the upper deck, and then the people who buy the season tickets, who are 3, 4, 5, 10 rows up, are no-shows. They just don't go. They just, you know, decided they're not going to go to the games. That's the same with the Texans in the lower bowl. They just decide they're just not going to go, as opposed to giving them away. Give the tickets away to somebody that will use them. The Texans are much harder to give those tickets away. Yeah. There's no question. No, that was a hard even giveaway.
Have you been making some good? Did you make some good money the last few years that you had your tickets? Were you putting them on the secondary market?
Tickets. I gave up my tickets.
But how long ago?
2 years ago. This year.
Even before then? Did you just go to them all?
I just, no, I just, he sat in my drawer. My tickets, for the most part, just sat in the drawer.
Are you
for
serious?
Years, for years, yeah. I would give them away to people, but they were hard to give away. Nobody wanted to go.
I know.
They were hard to give away. No, why would I go do it? People asked me this year, you want to go to a game? No. Why?
For what?
I went to one game. I went to the Kansas City game. And it was actually fun.
Well, they were competitive.
Game. Yeah.
Houston was competitive.
Game. I think they're going to be better. I think it is going to be an easier ticket to give away this year. I do. I feel.
It took a while to hit me. I mean, that yeah. is.
Yeah. No.
I think it's good. Houston Texans, it'll be an easier ticket to give away this year.
That's not going to be their campaign.
You don't know for sure, though.
Yeah. It's not going
to
be.
You said that with a straight face. Like, I think it's going to be an easier ticket to give away this year. Like, it won't be hard to give it away. Like, people will actually want them when you give them away.
Yeah.
That's a sign that you're getting better, right?
Yeah.
And then people will pay face value. Yeah. And then when you've made it, okay, they'll pay over face value.
Correct.
Or you don't want to sell your tickets. You want to go to games. But that's a move up from, I can't give them away, to, I think it will be easier to give them away. That's actually a step up.
Yeah. No. It's a big step up for me.
Yeah.
Big step up.
I just hadn't thought of it. Like, I'll just be honest with you. I just hadn't really thought of it like that.
Yeah, right.
Like measuring a team's success about how easy it is to give a ticket away, or do people not even want the tickets?
Yeah, right. No. That is a big step. Yeah, no, I think they're moving into a new category this year.
It's a step up.
It absolutely is. All right, 9:15 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I want to talk about Champion Energy right now. As a matter of fact, if you're looking for the best way to get your electricity, I got an electric vehicle, okay, and my electricity bill didn't go. It's amazing. It's amazing how good it is, how Champion Energy is just, it's just ridiculous. A buddy of mine put it in his businesses, and he said it was a game changer for him because it was so much cheaper than he was paying before that. So, you know, there's so many electricity companies out there. I'm telling you, Champion's been around forever. I've been with them for 15 years. They're just so solid, and it's just going to be the same going forward. And every year that I have to renew my contract, or every couple of years that I have to renew my contract, it's like, wow, it's just still so easy and so inexpensive. You're looking for Champion Energy. You're looking for any kind to pay less for your electricity. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5. Godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Former NFL GM Rick Spielman on what makes Jalen Carter such a polarizing prospect. He says he didn't think he played hard every snap. Did you find that?
Yeah.
I think at defensive tackle, it's hard to...
You find it. That's why the ones who do...
You're going to get shut out on some
so
plays.
So if you go watch him play Florida against Osiris Torrance, I would say Osiris Torrance made a lot of money against Jalen Carter because Jalen Carter just kind of... I don't want to say checked out a game, but then maybe he was neutralized. One or the other. Either he didn't play as hard, or he didn't do that well against Osiris Torrance, who's a big, strong guy. But yeah, I think some of that's fair. I don't think he played hard all the time. Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I still have him as the best player in the draft, but that's also fair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like you said, defense tackle's one where they wear down, but Bama has. He also was out of shape when he got to the. So he got very out of shape after the season was over and they waited to play the playoff game. He got out of shape during that time. He was gassed in the fourth quarter against Ohio State. He had nothing left. And he even said that he needed to get in better shape. So, but from the time they stopped playing, which is late November to, was it right about the, I guess that's 4 to 5 weeks. He like gained weight and was out of shape. He was out of shape at his pro day. Like, listen, these are concerns.
Oh, yeah.
Jalen Carter was out of shape So over a period of time where he didn't play football for 4 to 5 weeks, even though he's practicing, Jalen Carr got out of shape. Then after the national championship, he goes to the combine, can't work out at the combine because of the issue that broke on him. Then he has his pro day, and by the time he gets to his pro day, he's 330 pounds and can't finish. He's way heavier than he was during the year. Maybe it wasn't 330, but he's way heavier than he was during the year, and he can't finish his workout. Like, that's a concern. This is a guy who had two breaks, and in both times he got out of shape, the two breaks he had. What's going to happen when he is out of football season? And in the offseason, he comes back and he's in bad shape. Like, that's what teams are going to worry about, is two different times this guy's gotten out of shape. So the one thing people would say, oh, well, he was stressed out. Maybe he was stress eating and all that stuff after, you know, his teammate died and you know, he knew he was a part of it or whatever. Well, then how do you explain at the end of the season to the playoffs where he was gassed and he had gotten out of shape? How do you explain that?
Yeah.
I think that the concern on Jalen Carter is, maybe he doesn't always play hard, but the question is he going to work at it? Like, is he going to work at it in game? Is he going to work at it out of game? That's football character.
Absolutely. 7378037776.
The team to watch for with him is the Eagles, because they have Jordan Davis, and supposedly Jordan Davis is the guy who, once again, all the Todd McShay stuff, 100% right. And it's the issues that they had behind the scenes on him was a lot of it is football character. But Jordan Davis, supposedly with Jordan Davis there, he really listened to Jordan Davis. He really liked Jordan Davis, and Jordan Davis is a mentor. And he was the first-round pick of the Eagles last year. So, you know, that's why there's a belief that the Eagles at 10 may try to move up for Jalen Carter.
There is a direct correlation to good offense. And Warren Sharp breaks this down. Direct correlation to outside receiver yards and good offenses. 2022 receiving yards by receivers aligned out wide. It's pretty simple who was number one.
Oh, it's got to be Justin.
Nope.
Well, he plays some from the slot, too. Wide receiver out wide. This is, well, hold on. Let me.
You're going to be like, oh, yeah.
It's absolutely. Not A.J. Brown. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because he plays from the slot. It's not. Cup was hurt.
Who was the most explosive on the outside this year?
Come on. Oh, Jamar?
Nope.
No, he was hurt.
But he's up there. It's Miami.
Oh, Tyreek.
Tyreek.
Oh, Tyreek plays outside. Has to, because Jalen plays inside.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't think about Tyreek being outside.
2,575 yards, Miami. Second, Philadelphia. 2,397.
Because they have A.J. Brown, Quez Watkins, and Devontae Smith.
Third, Minnesota, Justin Jefferson. Cincinnati is fourth. Buffalo is fifth with Diggs outside. The Chargers are sixth. Tampa Bay, Kansas City, Seattle.
Look,
all these teams. Now, who's at the bottom?
Texans.
No, not last. Not even close.
At the very bottom would be Jets. No, they had Garrett Wilson. Who would be the very bottom?
Well, who lost A.J. Brown?
Oh, Titanic.
Worst, 1,064 yards. They got the ball to the outside. Plus, they didn't have they had Malik Willis. I mean, it was bad.
Malik Willis, Tannehill. They had Josh Dobbs, and they had Trevon Burks, who I think played a lot of slot. Some outside.
Chicago, second to last.
Yep.
The Rams. Well, after they lost Stafford, it was bad. Atlanta, Houston is fifth from the bottom at 1,442. They just Baltimore, 1,477. Of course, they went a lot of the seasons without Lamar. Dallas is down there. Dallas. Of course, they went a lot of the season without Dak, too.
Yeah, but CJ, but CeeDee Lamb will also work from the slot.
Yeah.
And Noah Brown would work from, you know, outside. So, yeah, that's it's interesting where teams are getting their yards, too. Cooper Kupp is a slot guy, so a lot of the Rams will come from inside.
Yeah, yes.
But that's interesting. Look at the quarterbacks for all the top teams that you mentioned, too. I mean, Tua, I think, is a little bit of a product of the system. Herbert's a good quarterback. Josh Allen,
that is a credit
Tom
to
Brady,
McDaniel.
Pat Mahomes, yeah.
That's
and
a
that's,
big
by
credit.
The way, the offense that he came from, same one here. You can make a case, Tua was a first-rounder, but is Tua good, or is Tua as good as the people around him? And if your argument is, well, yeah, he's good as long as you have good players around him, you know that what the Texans might do is say, hey, let's try to really build up the defense. like we did in San Francisco, and let's get the weapons right around around whoever our quarterback's going to be. Like, there's a chance that they'll wait until next year. Maybe the Texans get involved in Trey Lance next year, a trade for him. Maybe they get involved with, you know, trading for a quarterback, Mac Jones. I know those aren't exciting options, but Mac Jones trade, Trey Lance trade, guys who are already in place who maybe could go somewhere. No interest, obviously, in Tannehill.
Well, this is a question for me now. Okay, is Robert Woods, I think Robert Woods is a one-year deal. Robert Woods has not been very effective in the league, you know, and he didn't have a quarterback getting him the football, obviously, last year. But that's the question at 12 now. It looks like Hyatt's dropping out of the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's going to drop out of the first round. What, he's got a chance to go.
So 33?
Late one. He's got a chance to go late one. He could go to the
If he's
he could
still
go
there
the
at 33?
Man, I'd consider him for sure. Yeah. Because he gives you that juice down the field. And he fits this offense, the West Coast offense. Yeah, I would 100% consider Jalen Hyatt.
Does that beg the question, since you see this and you see and look at the offenses, of course, you got to get a guy, have a guy who can get you the ball outside, and you got to have a coordinator or head coach that can, you know, set this up and get you get the ball to the outside guys. But you have to have the outside guys too. It begs the question, is 12, are you considering that outside guy? Certainly at 33, if there's a good guy out there. You'd have to consider wide receiver, because I don't care that you got Robert Woods this offseason.
Quarterback and defensive line, whether it's pass rush.
Metchie's going to be inside when he comes back.
Yeah.
And you got one guy, Nico, that's a proven outside. Well, what's he proven?
Well, Smith and Jigba's agent tells me to consider him at 12. Like, he thinks 12 to 15 is the hot spot for Smith and Jigba. 12 to 16, 12 to 15. So, Green Bay Texans at the earliest. Green Bay Packers, Jets are in play at 13. Those are all Seattle could look at him also if they trade up. But 20 would be his absolute, probably Green Bay is his falling point. But then again, they don't draft wide receivers in the first. But so I think that defensive line and pass rusher are the top two priorities, and then quarterback is right there, all three of those. Right, D-line, pass rush, quarterback, those are the big ones. But then you have center and cornerback and wide receiver are the next group. So at 33, depending on how the Texans trade, if they bail on quarterback in the first round, for example, 33 could be Hendon Hooker, 33 could be Jalin Hyatt, 33 maybe could be Brian Branch, but I don't think so, because he may slide out of the first also because of his speed, but I don't think it would be him. It could be John Michael Schmitz, a center. It could be Joe Tippmann, a center. So I've got an idea of who I think they could look at based on scheme. But if they find a corner, my guess is their corner is not. It's not going to be a first-round priority, more than likely. And if you trade back to number 7, you're looking at offensive line and corner, your possible drafts there, maybe quarterback. So let's say you traded from 2 to 7. If you like Richardson or Levis, and for me, I'd rather have Richardson. But the problem is Richardson is wildly inaccurate, and that's not good for this offense. But I just think Richardson has more of the potential to develop into a guy who can win games for you, more than Levis. For me, that's how I see it. I don't know how the Texans would see it. I know how Jeremy Branham sees it. I would walk by looking at tape, and he would just walk by and go, "Well, Levis, he's been doing that for like 3 months." And then I watched tape, and I said, "I don't know if you're going to keep wanting to say that if you come watch his tape with me."
Mm-hmm. Oh, he don't care about watching that tape. He just wants him some Will Levis. He loves him some Will Levis.
He's just all in. He's not getting off.
Oh, I can't wait till doing the show with him and the disappointment that's going to drip off of him on next Thursday
night.
There's
some people who think Levis falls into the teens and 20s. And there's also a belief that there's a chance Hendon Hooker could get drafted ahead of Will Levis just because his tape's not good.
Wow. Jeremy Wolf have a coronary.
I know.
A coronary. That'll be fun to watch. So you got to be there for that. Let's go. We're going to be at Valencia's, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be brought to you by 1800 Tequila. So get on over there next Thursday night for our big party, our draft party over there at Valencia's on the Southwest Freeway between Buffalo Speedway and Wesleyan. Just be there for the disappointment that you will see in Jeremy.
just come for the disappointment. Stay for the quesadillas.
Yes, yes. And of
or
course,
no, come for the fajitas and margaritas. Stay for the disappointment on Jeremy Branham's face.
Yeah, yeah. That's gonna be fun.
I heard they don't have any Coors Light there. Did you hear that?
No one. That's the dumbest thing that anyone ever did.
And you can't bring your own into a bar. That's against TABC rules.
No, I know that. Okay. I won't do that. But they do have Coors Lights there. So don't listen. You just said they don't have Coors Lights there. Now nobody will go. Okay, that's the dumbest thing to say if when you're promoting a bar that they don't have Coors Lights. No one will go there now. Thanks. Time to tip for you right now to talk about your tequila.
So Maestro Dobel, I saw a picture the other day of somebody who was – there was somebody who was pouring a shot. It was a video. It was like one of those reels. And they had a shot of some tequila, and the guy did it, and he had that nasty look on his face, and like – and it wasn't Maestro Dobel. And one of the quickest ways to understand whether or not you have a tequila that's well made and that is, you know, frankly consumable as a sipping tequila is just look at the reaction after somebody drinks it fairly quickly with no chaser. No, you could do shots of Maestro Dobel and you're not going to do that. I don't recommend that. I recommend sipping the Maestro Dobel and enjoying the flavors, but it's 11, you know, there's been 11 generations of tequila makers that have made it this way. They've perfected it. The aging process is done the right way. The ingredients, there's a sweet finish, kind of a hint of sweet finish on the Cristalino, which is a category that they created with three different tequilas that were charcoal filtered and aged. And so whether it's the Añejo, which is super smooth, or the Cristalino, as I just mentioned, or it's the Reposado, which has a little bit of smoke in it, you are going to find the perfect tequila for you. It can just be the silver, and you're going to love it. It's Maestro Dobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, if they're not selling it at your local restaurant or your store, make sure that you ask for it by name, Maestro Dobel.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. You want to stick around? I don't know that you want to stick around so much for news of the weird. You should, but there's a lot of death in it. A lot of different ways to die today in news of the weird. Weird ways to go. Weird. That's why it's news of the weird, because it's weird. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here in a hurry, you should do that. 713-780-3776. Our Astros won, scored 7 in the first, including, well, Corey Jolks had a big part, but so did Jake. Jake Myers with a big hit there. Last night in the NBA, Philadelphia looked pretty good. Did you hear what Joel Embiid?
Philadelphia looks really good to me. Now, they had to come back last night. Brooklyn's hanging in there. I thought they were going to be terrible. Getting rid of Kyrie, and they're going to be better without Kyrie and better without Kevin Durant.
Well, I don't know.
Durant didn't play.
Yeah, he didn't play, but
now when they have guys, it's better to have a guy who doesn't play. Like Kyrie would just take days off. Yeah. Kevin Durant would just be hurt. That's better for us as Rocket fans. Now they have actual tangible guys who play. That's not great for us.
Right.
They got rid of Kevin Durant and got guys who play basketball now. Is that good? No.
No. Joel Embiid after the game. Did you see? He had a couple of quotes. One was first he was getting on the Nets head coach because he said, "I saw the game. I saw after the game last time they kind of took the Nick Nurse route of begging for free throws and calling out the referees, and they did come out and they got a lot of calls, which I guess is good for them. Good for them." And then he said this. He looking at the stat sheet. He goes, "I don't remember getting dunked on. I had what, 3 blocks? Only 3 blocks? I probably need the Memphis scorekeeper." What was it? Denver, Memphis, whatever. That apparently the scorekeeper was juicing the block stats for Jaren Jackson in their game And, you know, maybe Joel Embiid will get more love because of the stats that they give to the Denver players and to the Memphis players, right?
Well, so MVP is...
It's locked for Joel.
I think so.
I think so, too.
I think so.
I think so, too. He doesn't need to do that anymore.
No, he's... Well, the votes are in.
The votes, yeah, it's already over.
And we know how important MVP is to Daryl Morey. It's an extraordinarily important thing. We saw that with James. There will be tweets and comments, and the social media account will post things about it if he doesn't get it. It's important.
Extremely important.
Chemistry, not that important. MVP, very important.
I got a different feeling about James now, though, don't you?
It's weird. I do too.
Yeah.
I feel like this guy's just a likable fella.
He shares the ball. I mean, I don't think he'd be the last pick in the NBA draft, in the All-Star draft anymore.
No. But James was always like, I mean, look, James always had high assist totals. I think James just didn't trust. I think James believed his job was to score and score as much as possible. I don't think he's a ball hog so much as he knew he was an efficient scorer. I think the Rockets wanted him to do that, and I think he did that. And when it wasn't there, he would kick it out. When he drove and nothing was there, he'd also flail his arms and try to draw fouls and get to the free throw line. But right now that James has a true number one and James realizes he's two, it just came to me yesterday. This really is Clyde going to play with the Dream. It's that way all over again because Clyde was the number one in Portland. And when he got traded to Houston, he's like, oh, big fella. That's my guy. So I'm fine taking this role. And when you need me to take over, I'll take over some games. I'll go put, Jeff Hornacek in the blender there on the low post. And if you need me to do that, and I'll go get you some points when I need to. I'll rebound. I'll do what I need to do. But this is Dream's team, and I'm going to be the clear number two. And I think that's where James is right now. I think that's where James is. The tricky thing is when you added a Charles Barkley in, and it really – kind of messed up the situation. When you had Kevin, I think it would have been fine with Kevin Durant and James. I think having Kyrie messes things up because there's a three-man dynamic. I think the three-man dynamic is way trickier than people act. Having three guys, you think about this, KPJ, Jalen, and Şengün. Now, I don't know what their interactions
KPJ
are.
KPJ on their level?
No, but I think statistically he is.
Yeah, I mean,
statistically,
they were better with him on the floor than they weren't.
But does he think he is?
They were better with him on the floor than they weren't.
Does he think he's one of the top dudes?
Yes, KPJ feels like that.
Yes, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes I think this idea of the big three, that was rare. That Chris Bosh was also kind of a clear third when it was LeBron and Wade were the two big dogs, and Bosh was fine taking on that lesser role. That's kind of rare to see. You can't have three alpha personalities on one team. It's very, very hard to do that for long. You think of the big threes, the big three. Klay Thompson was fine being, Klay and there was just a perfect fit. And I don't know who the big three, I guess Draymond. But when you had, it just worked because they had so much talent when they had Kevin Durant. That was just a ridiculous amount of talent. But think about when the Rockets added Charles Barkley, just the personalities didn't mesh between him and Clyde. Kevin Durant and Kyrie didn't work with James. Like, that whole thing didn't work out. Miami worked out because Bosh had a personality where he could draw it back.
Well, he went 3-for-13 last night. James ain't changed. He's just slower and less explosive. 13 is exactly what he is now, different. But he would have been 4-for-28 if it was with the Rockets. He would have been 5. When we saw those 6-for-27 games out of James. I mean, this is a lot different, James.
No, that's the whole thing is you don't want him to be a volume shooter anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some games.
He's a lot different now.
Yeah.
A lot different now. Well, not because he's 33. No, not because he's 33, because he's a different kind of player now. He realizes
the guy
he's
sending
not.
You that is a huge James Harden hater. We have been James Harden lovers. We have loved James Harden for years. And this guy, James wins the MVP, and this guy's trying to, I should have gone to Dwayne Wade. No.
I think he actually called him Osama James Harden before. Oh, no, that was me. I said that.
Why did you say that? Where did that come from?
You don't remember that?
No, it's because
the
beard?
The beard. He looked. Yeah, the beard was.
No.
Osama James Harden.
Isn't that the best nickname to call somebody?
No. I know. I just made up Tissue Tagovailoa. I made up Gian Tissue Stanton.
You have been fighting with him. I've missed this fight.
Yeah.
You got a whole fight on the glory board string.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's got to be put in his place. Right? He's got to be put in his place. And I'll be putting Dell in his place next Thursday when Lance isn't here. Next Thursday, you're off. So Dell will be here. And he'll be put, don't worry.
Now he'll be banging on James Harden as the worst player and he's 3-for-13. Instead of saying James Harden is a winner? Because right now, who's 2-0 in the playoffs?
Yeah, not only that, but he's distributing the ball. He's getting it to the right guys. They're winning basketball. Okay. They're playing winning basketball.
So let me just make this comment. James Harden, winner. James Harden, great teammate.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
James Harden, mature veteran. There it is. I feel better about everything now.
Yeah.
Some of us can change our narratives, okay, Dell? Some of us can change the narratives. Ever since John got that beard, he's been like a different guy.
James Harden is now the first player in NBA history with 3 scoring titles and 2 assist titles. Mm-hmm. How about that? Okay. So just how about that? KD is the first player in NBA. This is from Dreamshake. KD is the first player in NBA history to shoot 55-plus field goal percentage, 40-plus three-point field goal percentage, and 90-plus free throw percentage in a single season. KD's a good shooter. Yep. Okay. Oh, you know who else is good? Forrest Whitley. Did you see this? First Astros future pitcher of the week for 2023. He went. He gave up 2 hits in 8 innings with 11 strikeouts.
I know. I never doubted him either. James, I always knew he'd be a good teammate who, you know, would share with others and care for others. Well, those are the things I think James should come out with a shirt that says sharing and caring. But the other thing, I was like, do not give up on Forrest Whitley. That's one guy you cannot give up on. And that's been kind of my mantra over the last 7 years or 8 years, is don't give up on Forrest Whitley.
This
is his year.
Never.
This is Forrest's
okay,
year.
Okay, would you rather right now have Forrest Whitley, okay, or...
Don't say Brandon Bielak.
Well, listen, if they do need a 6th starter, would you rather have Brandon Bielak or Forrest Whitley?
Probably Bielak.
Really?
What is Forrest... Okay, name
this
your
is, this name guy your has favorite, the, name your the favorite. Most potential of any Astros pitcher ever.
Name your favorite pitch that he's made in a major league stand.
I said potential, which Whitley. Means you never did it.
Oh, okay.
You're not doing it.
I was going to say, what's your favorite Forrest
Whitley
pitch?
You're not doing it.
You
have the potential to do it. I mean, they've stuck with Forrest Whitley for 20 years now.
I know.
You don't think one pitch in the major leagues would be great?
No, I would love to see it. The only way he makes it to the bigs is if he's pitching well, so I would love to see it. I just don't have a lot of hope.
I do.
That's like saying
8 innings pitch, 11 strikeouts, 2 hits allowed, player of the week.
I like that. Those are 2 games.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I'm hopeful.
That was one game, wasn't it?
No, I think it's 2 different.
No, that was a 4 inning outings. He threw. That was one game.
You sure that was one game? He had 11 strikeouts?
Innings. 11 strikeouts, 8 innings. He didn't throw him for 4 inning games.
You sure?
Well, I don't know. He's kind of you.
Because it's minor leagues.
It would. I know, but wouldn't
and they
it
like
be,
to split?
Wouldn't
up
you
their...
worry that his arm would fall off if he threw 8 consecutive innings?
I think I may actually be right. Let me check his game logs here.
See his game logs. He didn't throw 2 4 inning outings. He threw that 1 8 inning game.
He's only pitched 2 times. He's only had 2 games, April 5th and April 12th. Yeah, 4 innings, 4 innings. I was right. Pitch April 5th, April 12th. It's 2 games.
Well,
4 innings, 4 innings.
Is anybody going to give you 4 innings like
strikeouts?
Yeah, I guess you can't trust them for 8 innings in 1 game.
7 strikeouts. No, but they don't want to do that. The Astros like to have their pitchers, you know, they like to split it up. They don't want to wear down their arms. For what? Why are you wearing down an arm? Let a guy throw 4 innings.
I just wish he would throw 8 innings once.
For what?
For who?
You don't even do that in the major leagues anymore.
Oh.
That's... 8 innings is that's a dinosaur.
It was 4 inning outings?
Yeah,
we got to do more than that. If we're going to be a starter in the big leagues, we got to go more than 4. We just got to.
You just got to get to five. That's all you got to do.
Oh, my God.
You want to be a starter in the big leagues, just get to five.
We got a break because we got News of the Weird. A lot of death in News of the Weird. So stay with us here on ESPN 97.5.
Well, I hope they're weird deaths.
They are weird deaths. No, they're weird deaths right here. And I was just looking at a picture of my guys. I got the picture from the golf tournament last week. I was with Chase and Wayne, and they are the artisan guys. They are the Canstead and the Dew Blend. They're responsible for bringing you a healthier way to dip, a much healthier, a better way to dip with CBD oil, okay? How about that instead of tobacco and nicotine, which is killing you? That nicotine and tobacco that you put between your cheek and gum every day, do you think that's a good thing? Do you think that's a healthy thing? Do you think that, oh, this, nothing can go wrong here? Well, guess what? Yes, things can go wrong there, okay? I know you want something. You want that sensation. You want that feeling between your cheek and gum. I know you want that, right? Well, how about I got it for you? But I got it with the and you want that flavor. You want the tobacco flavor, the wintergreen flavor, the citrus flavor, the whatever the flavor it is. They've got a bunch of them. And you've got that right now at 975dip.com. Do it healthier. Okay, stop with the nicotine, stop with the tobacco, stop with the what it can do to you and your jaw and your lip and all of those things. When you got hemp made of hemp in a pouch with CBD oil, then you're going to do it a lot more safely than you would otherwise. So if you're looking for a way to change, 975dip.com, that's 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Thoughts and prayers to Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippo. So Pablo brought a bunch of animals that were not supposed to, never were not indigenous to Colombia. Mm-hmm. He brought a bunch over. And one of his descendants, a cocaine hippo, died, hit by an SUV on the road.
What was he doing on the
road?
I
have no idea why that cocaine
hippos are
maybe
really...
he was like wasted, didn't know he was stumbling around on a road, didn't know where his river was.
Hippos are mean.
In a cocaine
and
stupor.
Tough. Yeah.
You don't know.
No, I don't know, but I do know. Have you ever seen videos of hippos? Just lions are terrified of hippos. Hippos are maybe the toughest. Since the dinosaurs.
Yeah, hippos were, yeah. So, let me ask you a question. Have you ever pulled into a driveway to turn around or whatever? You pulled into someone else's driveway.
Pretty standard. I got a feeling gunplay is about to be involved.
I don't think you should have done that. You should do that in upstate New York. A woman was fatally shot by an upstate New York homeowner after she pulled into the wrong driveway. Do you think that is a fitting punishment for pulling into the wrong driveway?
No, I don't.
No, it's bad. That's bad. Apparently, police in India say a couple beheaded themselves with a homemade guillotine in a ritual sacrifice. Do you feel like death by guillotine is a good ritual that you should adopt? In your home.
Is it true that you can see, I don't know who you'd ask since they're all dead. Do you think they can see? Because your head is immediately severed. You think you die right away, or the nerves, are you still looking around?
Can you still
see
the floor?
Is your brain still functioning?
I don't know.
For any amount of time? Because that would be a terrible, oh, no, I thought I'd just die right away. Now I can look at everything, but I can't speak.
Well, you should be able to speak too, then, right?
No, I don't want to think about that. That was one of the only ones that have ever really
freaked you out.
Yeah, that was not one that I loved.
Have you ever been mistaken for a rabbit?
Nope.
Okay. Well, a Chinese man mistaken for a hare died after being shot. A hunter apparently mistook him for a hare.
I mean, maybe because the bushes, not because he looked a certain way. Did he look like a rabbit?
It looked like a human being. I don't know, but apparently that's what the
does Marcellus Wallace look like a rabbit? Then why are you trying to like a rabbit, Brett?
A woman. Okay, is the Boston Marathon gross?
No.
Now, after I read the story, you tell me if it's gross or not.
Okay.
She pooped her pants halfway through. and ran with it in her shorts until she crossed the finish line.
This is a bad one today.
But she set a personal record. Do you feel like you would run 26.2 miles?
What I know,
with poop in your pants.
Would another marathon runner? Absolutely. Would my wife? So my wife will go to the bathroom about 15 times before she runs a marathon, because I think that's every marathoner's
I've seen it before.
Eat a banana. Don't eat anything weird. Yeah. Stay on your protein bars. Just don't have anything that you think could be just. And that's why, because if you got a chance to set a PR, and you're running Boston.
What if you ran right behind her the whole race?
I'm immediately speeding up. But you're running Boston.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to quit Boston. You're going to finish Boston. So, and if she's got a PR working, I mean, it is what it is. She's just going to go dunk.
You've seen that before where it goes, it's running down their leg. You know what? You're too gross. You know what? Marathons are gross. That's all there is to it. You know what's gross is when you have a plumbing problem. That's really gross. Backing up or something.
That's why you don't wait around like,
I'll get this fixed later.
My favorite is when it kind of like you go home and like, it went back down. And you're looking, there's no water there. Something's going on with that. Get that looked at before you got something go over the top.
AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com. Look, you do not want any kind of issues with your plumbing. Period! Exclamation point. And if you got a leak, it could ruin all your floors. It could ruin everything. If your old pipes are old, they're about to break. If you hear some pounding on your pipes, if you are not getting hot water, or if the water is coming out slowly, there are all kinds of issues out there, and you need a plumber. Well, put this number in your phone, because at some point you will need a plumber. 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. Let the Aqueduct Plumbing people come evaluate the situation and give you the best price they possibly can. Absolutely free. They'll come to your home. 281-488-6238. It's AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
Drive me smooth, motherfucker.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.